The same? Do you like breakfast? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, why not crack some eggs, put on some coffee, and start your Saturdays with Raise a Glass, your musical almanac. Find out who passed away on this day, what notable albums were released, an eclectic mix of tunes with a little history and trivia thrown in. That's Raise a Glass with me, Jim Fisher, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on X-Ray FM.
You are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, in 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach in 91.7 FM. Streaming online, everywhere, at xray.fm. Radio is yours. Hello out there, listeners. I'm Joshua Justice. You're listening to Ghost Tropic. I have a very special guest here with me tonight. DJ Pizza Delivery of Triangle Time.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here.
I am a little bit rusty being live in the studio like this. I'm really glad to have you with me for that reason.
It's my pleasure.
As well as I just love playing music with you and hanging out. And really, the triangle is a huge selling point.
We're going to do our best and have a great time.
You picked out our starting track there, if you want to go ahead and call back that one.
Oh, yeah. Starting off the show, we heard Ever New by Beverly Glenn Copeland.
Behind us right now, we have Arushi Jain with My People Have Deep Roots. And, yeah, let's hear more of this one, and we'll check back in later.
Thank you. los encajes de tiempo, tocando engranajes pequeños, tornillos y destornillando hasta en los relojeros. Los sortes minúsculos de minuteros, un ojo adelante y el otro entreabierto. Segundo demonio de los relojeros, el péndulo blanco y el péndulo quieto, gira contra gira, aguja, agujero, y manos que manos ordenan el tiempo, la espalda encorvada de los relojeros, oscila entre días de timbre sin. Los dedos precisos de los relojeros deciden quién pudo este tic-tac movimiento. Acuérdense. Se trata de la cuerda, la cuerda que se da. O no se da y se cuelga.
When you're doing what you do, wishing I could keep every part of you. Hurry up tomorrow, goodbye yesterday. I wish that I could borrow a little more time. To hold you tight, wishing you were nearer, anticipating love early in the morning. It's you I'm thinking of, teardrops come without a warning. Oh, hurry up tomorrow, by yesterday. I wish that I could walk. Tomorrow, goodbye.
We just heard the neurons. Hurry up tomorrow. Before that, one of DJ Pizza Delivery's picks. That was Book of Love with Boy.
Boy.
Before that, we heard Eduardo Demotions with De Los Rilojeros. And starting us off, starting that block of music was Arushi Jane with My People Have Deep Roots. Right now, we have a song called Triangle that has no triangle in it. Seems a little contradictory, but it's I like it. By Yuko Kuno, I heard it off this really cool compilation called Time Is a Way of Ballads. It's a comp put out by a radio show overseas. Real fun, dreamy kind of radio show. I like them a lot.
I can hear the triangles inside of the song, though.
Yeah, I'm going to listen closer.
Like...
Oh, yeah. There they are.
They're there.
They're there.
They're always waiting to be found.
Let's hear some more of this Hidden Triangle song.
Before I spoke, you read my eyes. feared of nothing or no one. But I feel old and I'm so young. I miss the graft, I miss the boys. I plead for purpose in the void. Time is in a word ticking tighter. I wish my Lord was a mountain lighter. I shovel coal down Spencer's dock. I tuck you dear into wedlock. Bear us a beautiful flock. We've all rocked the machine down on the docks. We've all rocked the machine until it stops. Oh Lord, lift me, show me gold. And like every I will go. We're gold enough to win back pride. River rock the machine until it dies. River rock the machine down on the dock. River rock the machine until it stops.
There's a long and muddy river rolling lonely through the night. And there's a lot of loud fun waiting if you like the city lights. But I've been too lonely for too long, seen too many nights roll into dawn. And with a gray day every morning and a blue day every night, I know I should go on living, but I can't quite. I should try a little harder. Maybe this would be the time I could see my luck start changing from a nickel to a dime. But though I'm too young to die, I'm feeling just too old to cry. I can't remember what went wrong. I only know it's never right. I know I should go on living, but I can't quite. Well, I'm tired of being tired with the blues, tired of crying 'cause I lose. And if you tell me that the sorrows of my youth won't last me that much longer, that's the truth. So if that river takes my body rolling lonely through the night, and if you should see me drifting slowly toward the city lights, remember when you see that dawn, I'll be awfully glad I'm gone. It's not because I'm trying to run, I'm just too tired to stay and fight. I know I should go on living, but I can't quite. I know I should go on living, but I can't quite.
Hey, this is DJ Pizza Delivery. Thank you so much, Joshua, for having me on Ghost Tropic. You're currently listening to Cloud Corner by Marissa Anderson in the background. The other day, I got the opportunity to see and hear Robin Wall Kimmerer, who's the author of Braiding Sweetgrass at University of Portland. She also has another book called The Service Berry, and I was looking back over it, and she just, you know, has so much to say about what The Service Berry has to teach us. Here's a little thing that I like. If we think of the earth as a big warehouse of commodities as mere objects, we claim a kind of privilege to exploit what we believe that we own. In that property mindset, how we consume doesn't really matter because it's just stuff, and all the stuff all belongs to us. There's no moral constraint on consumption. And so we find ourselves in a time of ecological and spiritual depletion. But in the worldview of land as a gift, where the givers are someone's, not some things, consumers confront a moral dilemma. We humans must consume, since we are animals, to whom the gift of photosynthesis was not given. But our patterns of gross overconsumption have brought us to the brink of disaster. What would it be like to consume with the full awareness that we are the recipients of earthly gifts, which we have not earned? To consume with humility? We are called to harvest honorably, with restraint, respect, reverence, and reciprocity. The guidelines of the honorable harvest are not usually written down. They are reinforced in small acts of daily life. But if I were to list them, they would look something like this. Know the ways of the ones who take care of you so that you can take care of them. Introduce yourself, be accountable as the one who comes asking for a life. Ask permission before taking. Abide by the answer. Never take the first one. Never take the last. Take only what you need. Take only that which is given. Never take more than half. Leave some for others. Harvest in a way that minimizes harm. Use it respectfully. Never waste what you have taken. Share. Give thanks for what you have been given. Give a gift in reciprocity for what you have taken.
Thank you.
Heard one of DJ Peach's deliveries picks.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, I don't have your mic on here. Let me turn you on so we can actually hear you there.
We love a live radio. It honestly, if this weren't happening, like, I wouldn't be here. I love it.
Yeah, this hurts too
smooth. Okay, so you were just listening to The Hurt by Kalapana. A beautiful song.
Yeah, and before that, I played one by this group, the Jensen Sisters, You Walked Into My Life. And then you had a couple before that.
I did, and I'm going to tell you what they are. Every time I do this on my own personal show, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Before that, you were listening to Amor y Albur by Edna Vasquez. And before that was Marissa Anderson with Cloud Corner. While I was reading Robin Wall Kimmerer and her thoughts on a gift economy to
that,
you.
I really liked that.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Not a call to action or anything, but...
No, we can't legally do this.
I would never do that to you, but I would love if you want to experience joy. Robin Wall Kimmerer has got it.
Yeah. Greed. We heard Penny Carson Nichols before that with Rollin' Lonely Blues. And before that, another great pick of yours.
Oh, yeah. That was Lisa O'Neill with Rock the Machine. And we were talking about how her music video is very intense. And honestly,
she looks so tough.
Just check out Lisa O'Neill if you want to understand what it means to be like Irish and have just like a lot of intense feelings when you sing.
Well, yeah, I agreed. I think, you know, we're going to wind down. This is a longer track that I really love. Mika Levy used to do this group, Mikachu and the Shapes. Done a bunch of soundtracks. Under the Skin is like a super scary, really good soundtrack by them. And yeah, they put out this song last year, I think. I just love it. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I figured, why not close it out with that? Before we do, I want to thank you for coming down, of course, but we also wanted to shout out our pal DJ Stina, who was tuned in. If you're still listening, we love you.
Yeah, we have only good things to say. And I hope one day we can all be in the same room at the same time again.
Yeah, let's get in touch and figure out whose radio show we can do together.
Yes.
Thanks again for coming down.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks can catch you over on Freeform.
Coming up this Friday, speaking of alternating shows.
Yeah, and I will tell you, you know, I try to kind of help folks wind down. You get folks amped up for the weekend. I love that we're kind of
sides
of the musical spectrum and can come together still. All right, listeners. Mika's going to play us out. That's Ghost Traffic for this week. I'll be back next week, Sunday, 10 p.m. Till next time.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Cascade Record Pressing. As the Northwest's only vinyl record manufacturing facility, Cascade is committed to serving Portland's independent recording artists and record labels. Cascade Record Pressing. Local manufacturing for local music. For more information, please visit CascadeRecordPressing.com.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.